win.
Okay, so usually when we do something like this, it's like maybe a day after or so. So it's still kind of relevant, but I was super excited as soon as I saw this dropped an hour ago here, for Eastern Time Zone. And I mean, I joked about it once, I think.
Oh,
Maybe
yeah.
not on here, maybe on a group chat. But it is time, Mr. Shrimp. Tell us what I'm talking about so that it doesn't seem like I'm rambling on about nothing.
So, for one, you joked about this last episode, bro. What are you talking about? Literally,
I'm
come
just
on.
making sure because I remember I said something on the group chat that we have, and they were
Yeah.
like, "What does he mean?"
No, I get you. I get you. Right now, what just dropped was confirmation for the Diamond Pearl Platinum games, like the remake for all of those games. It's gonna be crazy, man. It's now Shining Diamond. Oh, whoa, excuse me. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, and it's gonna be crazy once those things drop.
All right, so first, let's talk about it. These are titles that are coming on the Switch. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl are true to heart remakes of Diamond and Pearl. In the same way that Leaf Green and Fire Red were true to the story that reflected from Red and Blue and the original titles. I heard a lot of people were iffy about Auras because they weren't remakes. As much as they were same region, same people, different story from the Hoenn titles. So seeing that this is going to be true blue, exactly the same, excites a lot of people because we finally get it in 3D.
Yeah,
And
man.
these games will look so adorable, so beautiful. Like the overworld sprites are so tiny. That's not something you expect after Sword and Shield. But they're so
Honestly,
small.
yeah, that's. Yo, honestly, that is kind of weird thinking about it, how Pokemon games have just made the protagonist just like bigger, like over time. Like they made them like more human-like. They instead of having little nubs where their hands and feet are, they have like actual. Like, oh, that's weird to think about, man.
Yeah, and
That's
now we're getting
crazy.
like little chibi versions of them. It's so cute. And then when they go into battle, they look more humanoid, but like still. Honestly, I'm really excited. One thing that I was wondering about was I forget what town it's in, but there's a statue that resembles Palkia and Dialga. And I saw someone color it in to look like Palkia and color it in to look like Dialga. And I'm like, holy shit. I never realized it was meant to look like both. And we got to see that statue kind of in glimpses. I didn't get a good look of it at it. So I'm not sure what they made it look out to be. But I'm
Yo,
excited.
honestly, yeah, me too, man. This is gonna be ridiculous. And not only are those remakes coming out, which by the way, I wonder if they're. So I know that they're supposed to be 100% faithful remakes, but I hope they include a bunch of the quality of life stuff that they have in
Yeah.
like later
I
Pokemon
feel
games,
like they're gonna
like
involve like
fairy type.
Mega. Yeah, the fairy types are definitely gonna be involved. One thing that I did hear rumored was in one version they're gonna include Megas, in the other they're going to include Dynamax and Gigantamax. Whether that's true or not, we'll have to find out. But I mean, Megas makes a lot of sense to include because of Pokemon such as Garchomp, which got a Mega Evolution and is the pseudo legendary for Gen 4.
Oh God, imagine Cynthia with a Garchomp, with a Mega Garchomp.
Oh yeah, no, she's getting it. I'm very, very sure she's getting it.
Oh God.
Platinum, we don't have a remake for, and they can wait for it, but I feel like it'd be easier to do something like the Delta episode or the Necrozma episode at the end of the game. Or maybe they'll make it a DLC. Who knows?
So what I'm thinking of is what they instead of developing a Platinum remake, what they did was just put some more of Platinum into the other two games and then
Yeah,
save the
probably.
development the major development time for the other new game that they're dropping, which
Yes.
is Pokemon Legends Arceus. Now this one's actually going to shake up the game a lot. You want to give them
Just
a rundown?
all right, so it's a gorgeous, gorgeous view. My first thought when I saw the game was, you know those Minecraft videos that are like 4D, super
Yeah.
beautiful. It reminded me of it had that type of feel. This is set in like an ancient Sinnoh time, like ancient Sinnoh, I believe. If I saw the end of the trailer correctly, there was a Cyndaquil, a Rowlet, and an Oshawott. Are those the starters? Maybe. I think it'd be really cool if they were. Be really amusing because they're not Sinnoh starters. But essentially, this is the game that everyone wanted. You go, you can sneak up and throw Pokeballs at Pokemon. It's open world. This is true and blue what people wanted. It's an open world Pokemon game. How it ties into Arceus, we don't know yet. But I can guarantee the God Pokemon is going to make a huge impact to the story. He's in the title. So you're going to be seeing like the origins and I believe this is just a theory, the beginnings of modern day Sinnoh. Its origins, how certain things came to be.
So honestly, with this, so there's a couple things I want to say about this. For one, it seems like a lot of games are taking inspiration just from Japanese culture. Wow, a Japanese company taking from Japanese lore and culture and putting them into their games. Oh my God, it's so groundbreaking.
Especially since Sinnoh is already based on a Japanese region
Nah, but
of
still.
Sinnoh.
Yeah, but still, it's actually very beautiful. It's very beautiful. It's very well designed, very stylized. And I actually really like that. I do like that a lot. But I was saying that because it takes from things like Monster Hunter Rise, which is coming out next month. It's taken from, well, you can put like a bunch of different examples. It's just Monster Hunter Rise was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
Because I'm also hyped for that game. Yo, shout out to my hunters in the comments. But still, it's actually not surprising, but I'm glad that they went with something completely different for Pokemon, since that's what we've been asking for. And it's a completely new style, and it looks like the battles are gonna be like right there on the overworld. It's not gonna transfer over into like some weird nebulous battle area. It's like, nah, you square it up with the bird on a cliff, you're gonna fight that bird right on this cliff, and you're gonna deal with it.
If you accidentally hit his mom, well, then like run. One of the things I really love about this is the fact that they show a little clip where the character, the protagonist, is crouching down, and they throw a Pokeball at a Shinx that's like a few feet away. But the fact that they're sneaking up on the Pokemon, the fact that they're not battling it, they're just Safari Zone, just throw it at the first thing they see. I think that's really cool. It's really. I want to say this game is the Pokemon version of, let's say, Legends of Zelda: Breath of the Wild.
I
It's
was
open
thinking
world.
that
It's you
exact
do what
thing.
you want. I mean, you can't jump. You can't swing a sword. You
We,
can't cook food.
yo, listen, man, we
You
don't
can't
know
fly.
anything yet, because all they did was, it wasn't even like a demo, which was like a trailer, you know? Like, even
The
in them.
closest
Oh, go on, go on.
thing Pokemon's ever gotten to jumping is you go over a ledge.
Yeah. Wait, what about the aggro bike? You can jump on that thing.
Oh, you know I haven't played Gen 3 yet. I haven't picked the starter. I still haven't picked the
Get back in there. Go get the
starter.
aggro bike. No, but in all seriousness, yeah, this is like, once again, it's a very, very early look at this game. And one of the big things about it is that, well, that people are talking about right now anyway, is that the frame rate so far is garbage. Is really bad.
It's a high def game set for the Nintendo Switch, and from what I can tell, the Nintendo Switch can handle a lot, but look at the trailer for Pokemon Legends. It's really high graphics.
Yeah.
It's not like any Switch game we've seen so far.
Yeah.
So
Yo,
it's
man.
gonna be running really hard.
It's gonna be doing quite a lot. And the Switch, while it is more powerful than the Wii U, it's still, like, compared to other consoles, it's pretty lacking in power. So that it's just
Yeah.
a thing where they have to optimize the game in order to make it run more smoothly.
I say they'd go as far as releasing a new version of the Switch. Like the Switch Lite is just a smaller version of Switch. It's not going to handle this. But a modified version of the Switch set for something like this with an engine that can actually run it, and set with an Arceus skin because, you got to make the money.
You do gotta make that money.
I see like that's a good direction to go if you want this game to be as popular and as hyped. Now, mind you, the Pokemon 25th anniversary is why they're releasing this, and I believe the Sinnoh remakes are coming out this year. I could be wrong.
Yeah, so they're coming out
I
later 20, late 2021.
yeah. But Arceus is coming out 2022, so as excited as we are, it's not exactly going to come out for the 25th anniversary. And
No,
we're going
not
to get
exactly.
very little. This is ancient Sinnoh, so I don't think we're getting gyms. I don't think
No.
there's a league. They're going to set this in a very new direction. You have a new goal. I don't probably, like I said, new starters, which are Cyndaquil from Johto, Rowlet from Alola, and Oshawott, my favorite, the true and blue from Unova.
Yeah, that is your favorite catchphrase now. Oh, but one other thing. So one thing that I did want to talk about is probably some mechanics. So it seems like
Oh, yeah.
it's going in a very Breath of the Wild direction because, I mean, why wouldn't you? Breath of the Wild was an amazing game. It was really, really fun. It seems like we're going to be getting to roam and do a lot more stuff. Maybe they'll implement climbing. We're probably going to be doing something cooking related because they had that in Sword and Shield and people loved that. So we're probably going to be taking some of that too. I think things like beauty pageants, sports, well, they probably do have sports because humans have been playing,
Ancient.
yeah, ancient
Wait, are
sports.
we talking about remakes or the ancient time or the Arceus
I'm
game?
talking about the Arceus game.
Okay,
Just
just
because,
making sure.
yeah, no problem, no problem. I think we probably will have some version of sports, but I don't think we're gonna have anything like beauty pageants or music contests or anything. Not that like ancient Sinnoh can't have those things. I just don't expect them. Like if we do get them, I mean I'm not gonna play it, but I'm glad somebody can. But yeah, I definitely think that this is gonna be super cool, very brand new. No one's like, what are we supposed to expect? You know, like I have no idea what's even gonna come from this. And I'm excited about it. I want to see what's happening.
One thing we can expect is a new device. I've heard whether this is for the Sinnoh remakes or for Pokemon Legends, or both. I've heard they're coming out with what's that Pokeball device they had for Let's Go?
Pokeball Plus. You could, what it does is you
Yes.
can take a Pokemon and you can put it in that Pokeball and then you can walk around with it and
Yeah, it's kind of like the
Yeah,
Pokeball.
and I think what would happen with it is that it would gain experience and levels and stuff when you put it back in the game.
Yeah, so I heard rumors of something very similar to that, a Pokeball handheld device. I'm not sure if it's going to act as a controller in the same way it did for Let's Go, but there are rumors and speculation coming up. So hopefully, as 2021 carries on, we'll be able to see exactly what that device is and how it interacts. And I guess the one thing that everyone's excited for is transferring shinies from Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
Like,
it do be like that.
is it going to be the same as it was for Let's Go and for Sword and Shield? Probably. I do expect that to be the same. You transfer from Pokemon Direct or Pokemon Home and send it into your game. If it'll be able to come back, probably not, because we still can't do that.
Which is tragic.
But yeah, I mean, no, yeah, I guess it is,
That's it. It's just tragic.
but I expect this game to run like a lot of the remakes. You'll be able to go through with the Sinnoh decks until you beat the game, and then you're open to a national decks, in which case you'd be able to transfer Pokemon from other generations that weren't included within the Sinnoh Pokédex. Fair, going back into Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. We need an acronym for that. Going back into those games though, I do expect a lot of new mechanics to come in. Fairy types especially, and that's going to make Cynthia so much easier. I swear to God.
As long as you, so even though we've nullified her dragon type, her ground type is so ridiculous. At least she can't hit us with something ridiculous like Draco Meteor, and then she does it anyway. Oh, that'd be hilarious, bro.
I do expect a lot of sim the same thing to come up. Things like that, like fairy types, I expect to come back. New ways to interact with your Pokemon in this game, they need it especially. Gen 5, we didn't get it, but Gen 6 onward, being able to interact with your Pokemon, and in the Alolan games, being able to I can speak, I swear. Being able to heal your Pokemon from like poison and statuses like that without needing to use an antidote. I feel like we need, I don't know what they did for Sword and Shield. I haven't played them. But we need something like that, a way to interact with your Pokemon in order to gain affection.
Honestly, I
And
gotta
like,
say,
add that
in
in.
Gen 7, when you can just interact with your Pokemon and brush them and somehow the poison will get out of their body, that's OD as shit, bro. That's so busted.
I love
God, that's crazy, man.
that. Yo, you don't know how many times it saved my life. I'm getting pretty late into that game. I'm about to restart it because I feel like I like Incineroar, but like the city-wise is where it's at. So I'm about to restart because I want
Nah,
a new
I am
starter.
all about that Incineroar
But
life.
I'm telling you, the affection is so great. Being able to survive when you should. Like being able to survive with 1 HP when you should have died. I don't know if they do that in Sword and
I'm
Shield,
pretty sure they do.
but when I saw that for the first time, it blew my mind. Incineroar hung on because of the power of friendship. And I'm like, damn.
Yo, man, not only did they not only do they hang on with 1 HP, they get more crits because they want you because they want you to be happy with them. What's it called? They
It,
also
yeah.
okay, there's one other effect and I can't remember what it was, but yeah, it is that's so crazy.
It's busted as hell, but it makes my Incineroar seem desperate for
I mean, that's
attention.
gonna be every Pokemon because they all want to make you happy.
Like like when you send them out, it's like, oh, it remembers when you met or whatever, and I'm like, the fuck? No, we're in a battle. This is life or death right here. This is against a big baddie and you're loafing around? No. But getting back into the topic at hand. One thing I'm not excited for, and I really hope they correct this, is there's an in-game trade in the Sinnoh games where you trade over and get a Haunter. Except the Haunter that the NPC gives you is holding an Everstone.
Like an asshole. There are
Yes. That's like the one drawback that I hope they correct. Aside from that, I'm really excited for these titles. And because of it, I think just like we did for Pokemon Black and White, we saw that they were doing an event for it for Pokemon Go when we started playing Gen 5. I see this and we gotta play Diamond and Pearl.
Yo, honestly, I can't wait to see. You know what I want to see? I want to really see the Pokemon fandom's
What?
reactions, because okay, right? So let's be super honest here. Nobody hates Pokemon more than the Pokemon fandom. Like you got those older people who can't, not older people, but like you got like people who
Older people.
they got like they want Pokemon games to change, and as soon as they do, then they hate them because they're not the changes that they specifically wanted. Or okay, right? You know how long people have been
Yeah.
asking for an open world Pokemon game where you catch and battle in real time, and now we're getting it, and now everybody's like, "What? That's not my Pokemon game! How dare you change it? What? It's what you asked for."
Listen, their Pokemon game is still in black and white when you can move in four directions.
Man, I'll never know, and I'll never get it.
Mr. Shrimp, I have two remarks. One does not involve Pokemon at all, but one is like we're seeing all of these things come out and we're gonna see it for a new generation. We're gonna have to play that generation and an older title. So I say we just start from one, do exactly what we're doing for Gen 5. We finish Gen 5, and then we go in order from Kanto without restarting the Gen 5 games because we already did those.
We are doing Gen 5 right now, and that's really long. To be honest, I don't want to play Gen 1. I absolutely do not. I don't want to play Gen 1.
I'm playing Pokemon now, and it's,
Yo.
man. But as soon as I get to Johto, I'm doing that on Heart Gold, Soul Silver. I'm not doing that in a slow game, but
Yo, I don't want to play Gen 1, and I don't want to play Gen 2 either. And low key, I think Gen 2 is like the worst one. I have so many hot takes about that, but that's another, that is a fresh new video later on.
We can
We
do
can
that
do
right
that a
now
little later.
and then like post it later. But yeah. The second is a challenge of sorts, bringing back another nostalgic thing from our childhood.
You gonna say
So, yes, this is a formal challenge to a duel. I will send you the website and then the loser will post about it on Twitter.
what do you mean? What are we doing right now?
All I say is a duel that should bring back so that should bring back to and narrow it down to
There
one
are
game.
many games that I've dueled over, homie. You gotta be specific.
Which game have we dueled over?
Let's see. There was Smash. We've dueled over Smash all the way up until Ultimate. We haven't dueled in Brawlhalla yet. That should have been a thing.
I
In
want to talk about
Mario
those.
Kart, we've done Mario
I
Party.
don't know if not I've
We've done a lot of duels. Like, I know I just listed three there, but trust me, people, there's more.
Okay, let me put it this way. The back of the card is
You
this
can just
brown
say you duel.
swirl.
You can just say it.
Yes, I can. But like you should have known what it was from the
No, you gotta
get-go.
be specific.
So I'll send you. This is your formal challenge to duel. I am slapping you in the face with a white glove, metaphorically speaking, because you're like far
If you
away.
could throw a white glove, you would.
Nah, I just used my
You'd
hand.
do that too.
Yeah, this is my formal challenge to duel. I'll also formally be challenging my sister Taco and LaRue, just so we have some more content out there. I'm editing a deck that I not that I acquired recently, but it's the last deck that I have acquired. I got it a while ago, but I haven't really used it, so
Oh, is this like an in-person
yeah.
thing or are we doing it over the phone?
This will be, I'll send you a link to a website. All you do is you input a deck and then
No.
we duel.
Well, neat.
I mean, it could be in person, but then I'd have to acquire
Yeah,
cards to do the edits. And from the website, I can just print the name of the
that's a
card.
whole thing.
And so much.
I don't really want to do that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, doing it online is a lot easier, yeah.
But all right.
But yeah.
To recap,
Closing remarks for Sinnoh.
the game looks like it's gonna be great. My main interest lies in Arceus because like I know it's like a big trend in the gaming world right now to have open world things and they're all real time or whatever. But that's exactly what I'm looking for. So I really want to see how Pokemon steps up their game and gets into that. And it's gonna be a little wait for that, but that's okay. I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited for the new remakes.
While I'm excited for Pokemon Legends Arceus, I'm much more excited for Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl to see what they keep the same, how they update the game and add in things like fairy types and so on and so forth. I'm excited how they input Giratina and Arceus, whether they do it through a new episode, through a DLC. And seeing the distortion world on the Switch sounds like a lot of fun. I'm excited. You're excited. Guys, don't forget to stay connected to Team We Tried. Stay disconnected from each other in real life. Wear masks, gloves, maybe the same gloves I used to slap Mr. Shrimp in the face for the
Not
challenge.
letting that go. Okay. All right. Now I gotta put my big boy pants on.
Listen. A glove is a glove. You gotta keep those germs away. Just
All
saying.
right, so y'all.
And with that, Yeah, with that being said, Mr. Shrimp, say your goodbye. I'll say my
So,
goodbye.
y'all, next time you hear from me, it's gonna be because Grasu over here got his ass clapped. That's it. That's all I gotta say. I'm throwing all the shade right now. Listen.
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 I'm bringing this challenge to all of Team We Tried because we all know who the leader is, and we all know it's because of one skill that I have. It's the heart of the cards.
It's
That
yo, you're,
being said,
what it
guys,
is.
all in fairness, this is going to be a lot of fun for us. We've been playing since we were. This is how we bonded, actually. we'll probably do an episode where we talk about how we met and all that. I know I've talked about it in episodes before, but those are solo episodes. Those are a little more emotional, and those are things that the rest of the team never heard because they don't listen to the episodes I post.
Damn.
So we'll talk more about how Yu-Gi-Oh brought the four of us together. We'll talk about the amazing summer we beat Little Big Planet 2.
I missed that game.
Yo, I do too. We should
All
play
right,
that
yo.
game.
My sister's
Just the
calling me. I
four
gotta
of
go.
us. Okay. That being said, guys,
All right.
we've already done the
Yeah.
end
Bye,
card.
guys.
Have a good day.
Yeah,
I
I'm
don't know
good
how
if I
to
miss.
end if it's
Yeah,
not with the end
bye.
card in.